Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market, 7:33 a.m. Eastern Time, July 21st. I'm Rich Posh for Critical Point. Okay, for the stock market, we had a sizable decline yesterday as interest rates surged, and we knew this was coming. The model had been forecasting the stock market would back off into next week. So the model is now more confident that we've seen a level three top. It's still feasible for the market to actually move up in the next couple of trading days. And then down into that bottom next week, which might actually reduce the amount of time to decline. Some of the earnings season isn't all that great. Some of it's fantastic. Bank stocks have done better than they've done in quite some time. And there's a few other measurements. They're still saying this is a very good up year. And the stock market still looks like a very strong market. So we think the stock market backs off into next week. It might be a little difficult to keep up with it. And then we think it just goes higher into September. But we cannot rule out those level two, level one trends giving us some additional problems here. And there's downside or sideways action, choppiness into as late as week of August 14th. But it's likely the bottom just ahead of that for the latest. And we just feels like we'll still be right somewhat, at least, that it's up by late August and still very confident of up into September. So any near-term bearish scenario doesn't seem to cancel, and there's many different scenarios, doesn't seem to cancel the idea of being bullish into September. Okay, now in the cash market, we think it's rather limited. We don't think this level one downtrend and level two downtrend and one or two level three downtrends now in the next few weeks, we don't think they're really going to cause much downside at all, okay? And we're questioning if those gaps on the cash on the daily chart mean anything, and you can't see those gaps on a weekly, so that might reduce the odds of people trying to press the market that low. I think what's going on here is the long-term investor and some of the intermediate-term investor, inter-year-type investors don't want to let go of their stocks, okay? They're going to hang on them much better than they've hung on since 2021 even, okay? So I think we're looking at some of the stronger phases that we're seeing in 2020 to 2021, but there is a difference. Back then, the Fed was actually printing money. Today, the Fed's taking money away, okay? And we also have higher interest rates. So I don't know how much upside or how well this bull market this year is going to be, but we do have some additional upside objectives. So a few minutes ago, we did a calculation in the S&P 500 futures and came up with a 5,000 target and something a little over 4,800, which I believe we already had. But we did notice that the futures are still running a very strong premium to the cash. In fact, stronger than it should be for this time of year going into, say, September when the futures will expire, okay? And it's just odd. It's like a 42-point premium when we used to have maybe 20, okay, 10, stuff like that. Well, it's all blamed on the futures or attributed to actually interest rates, I should say. At any rate, we noticed the 5,000 target then with today's premium. If you take that premium out, it matches our cash target we already had on our cash chart. You may look at yesterday's video update, but that's at 49.53. Now we have another upside target, 48.06. Now we don't know how soon those levels will be seen. Okay, as far as record highs, we could wait till next year to see record highs. All right, we may have to wait. But at any rate, that's something to consider. But we're taking more serious the next level, 46.67 and 46.27, and that may be a range. The 45.50 was met this week, and the market was above it and then below it. And at least it worked, and we were correct in weeks in advance saying it's probably going to 45.50. So it should dip, but we don't think it's going down to an old upside target that might be a downside target or could be a floor price if the market goes that low. That would be a 44.70 and then 44.25. That's all feasible on a percentage basis for this level one, and it actually would be a rather shallow level one. It wouldn't be as bearish as some level ones, okay? Level ones can easily be 3% to 10% down. And there's someone out there who a few weeks ago come out with 20% down, and this week they said they're even more serious about 20% down. We just can't go there. It's just not there. The economy is getting better all the time. Business is moving forward, money being made, and yet we're lowering inflation, okay? We're lowering inflation. And interest rates did bounce as expected. But I think as we get into Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll see interest rates down, maybe even sooner. Interest rates can actually top now. So I question how much downside of the stock market versus the interest rates, because I don't think they're going to go up that much. In the next few weeks, next few months, interest rates can actually come down, which helps the stock market going up. And we're not that fearful of the dollar that's bouncing now. That's just normal trade in preparation for the Fed Reserve meeting next Tuesday, Wednesday, and we'll get the results of that meeting Wednesday. And then there's going to be a PC inflation report coming in the end of the month. And in the start of next month, we'll get the PMIs to compare to the GDPs of how the economy's doing. But we're also going to get the monthly jobs report that may or may not upset the market relative to inflation risk and relative to what the Federal Reserve wants to do. My best guess is there's very little downside in the next couple of weeks here. Even with the Fed Reserve raising its rates a quarter of a point, I think the market will just shrug it off. It'll deal with it. It'll come down some, but I don't think it really wants to come down at all. I think it's very convinced even that the Fed Reserve, if they raise, it's probably the last time. They're not even concerned of two raises. And they just feel like even if the Fed Reserve is going to hold their rates up for a year, they're not fearful of that. Life goes on. We are adapting to these higher interest rates. We're seeing it in the real estate market. I'm seeing it personally, dealing in the actual real estate market, but I'm seeing it in national indicators. Prices have firmed up a bit. Home builders are still okay doing business. People are adjusting to these higher interest rates. This is why I think interest rates are a poor tool to fight inflation, and I'm so thankful for people. Isabella Weber over in Europe is pushing the seller's inflation theory. We need to change how we deal with our capitalistic markets and free markets here and our economic platform. That change is coming in coming years. All right, what else can I tell you here? Granted, there's more upside objectives coming. We're still bullish. We just have to acknowledge the fact it's time for a little bit of a setback, and it's going to be one of the few level one, level two declines that's not much of a decline at all. I just don't think there's a lot of selling here. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's a worthy sell signal, even though it's the most important kind of sell signal during a year and during a minor long-term bull market that began October 12th of last year and will probably end late next year or later. You're just not coming up with it. It just doesn't seem worth trading. And I'm convinced most people want to hang on their stocks. And it's just going to be the very short-term trader who's going to be aggressive of trading any negative news and worries over the Fed in the next few days. They're the ones that are going to pull this market down. But if they don't stick with their short-term scenario, they're going to find that they're only one selling, and they're actually going to create some of the buying and the next leg higher as they get clipped. Okay, so I think this is all going to work out quite well for us, and I'm not that concerned of the rise in interest rates and the dollar. And I think they'll... we'll just deal with it when we go into next week. So have a great weekend. Have a great day. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Realize, yes, this market can go down into next week. It may have problems all the way to the week of August 14th, but we're just not seeing it. It just doesn't seem to be all that bearish this time around. Now, for those of you interested in what goes on per day and intraday, the level four can turn up later today. And so we may see it bounce today, maybe into Sunday night for futures, perhaps early Monday for cash, but it probably will be down again Monday, Tuesday. So we think the upside's rather limited. It can bounce some, but over time it probably will be lower sometime next week going into that Federal Reserve end of meeting on Wednesday of next week. Thank you.